Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. Today I'm going to start a two-part message. I'll finish it tomorrow on honesty in medicine and a doctor's effort to clean up from inside the profession some of the misbehavior or misleading things that go on. I've written and talked about this extensively because health and medicine have become so corrupted with conflicts of interest, and I think if people know about this, they'll be a little bit more cautious in their interactions with health professionals and with the decisions they make. There's a growing realization that the system needs to change, and government is part of the problem. There's no question. But one hopeful thing going on is the National Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services is starting to publish the amount of money doctors receive from drug and device makers. Now, most people won't even know that this database exists, but the mere thought that the information will be public knowledge may make some doctors think about whether or not they should take as much money as some of them do from as many companies as some of them take it. Now, if the medical profession itself becomes proactive in cleaning up this mess from within, this will be much better. And a doctor in Washington, D.C. has proposed that docs do just that. Dr. Leanna Nguyen thinks that docs should tell patients about their conflicts of interest or advertise that they don't have any. She's already started introducing herself differently at George Washington University Hospital, saying, quote, "I'm Dr. Leanna Nguyen. I'm your doctor. I belong to an initiative called Who's My Doctor that aims for transparency in medicine. I accept no money from drug companies or device companies. I don't make any more from ordering tests or procedures on you, and I also don't make any more for ordering less. I'm telling you this so you can be sure that everything I do for you is in your best interest." End of quote. Dr. Nguyen's published articles online and blogged about her Total Transparency Manifesto in the Huffington Post. She says that other docs have also pledged to do this, but she wants to expand her efforts further and has built a website on which patients will eventually be able to check out their doctors or search for those who have also taken the pledge. Some doctors are embracing her suggestions. Others don't like it at all, claiming that patients have no right to be distrustful. Well, after all the things you've heard me talk about over the last few years, it's almost hard that anybody could make that statement with a straight face. But going on, Dr. Nguyen's personal reason for pursuing this area is that after her mother died of breast cancer, she discovered that her oncologist was paid well as a speaker and consultant for the company that made the chemotherapy that he prescribed. She acknowledges that this doesn't necessarily mean that the drugs were not a good choice, but the arrangement clouds the issue. And I've spoken about this issue too. One of the reasons I don't take money from anybody, including the companies and products I like, is because it just muddies everything up about why we're making recommendations that we're making. So anyway, I'll finish this up tomorrow. I'll tell you what some of the other doctors are saying about it, where she wants to go with this. I think it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. I think this type of thing, if the good guys in the medical profession all jump on board, the only people who won't be listed on sites like this are the people who have something to hide, and then we'll all know who those people are. So anyway, that's all for now. We'll continue this again tomorrow morning. Have a great day.